Okay, good morning, good morning, good morning, my TMC call. This is Sharon Stowers, Pearland, Texas. I'm so glad to have all of you on the call this morning. I'll say it again, our tag for today is God's grace is sufficient. Let's go to God for prayer. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are God, and that you do extend your grace toward us. And just like Paul, we can say that your grace is sufficient for us, God, and that your power is made perfect in our weaknesses. And so, God, we will boast gladly about our weaknesses so that your power may rest on us. God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day and how you have woken us up this morning and allowed us to be in our right mind, God. You allowed us as the people, people used to say, to have the activities of our limbs. God, we're thankful. We're thankful, Lord. We'll thank you for that you have allowed us to gather together on this TMC call. God, we're thankful for the anointed women of God that you have blessed, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, that you allowed them to have a vision for this call. God, we pray that you would bless them exceeding, God. God, we pray that whatever their needs are, God, that you would meet them, God. Whatever their weaknesses are, God, we know that your power is made perfect, God, in those weaknesses, and that you are causing those things, God, to be resolved, Father God. You are causing those things to be removed, Father God, because those are your available vessels, God, that they are working hard for the kingdom, God, and therefore that you are making their path straight, that they may do your work. Oh, God, I pray for everyone that is on this call, God, that you would meet their needs. God, I pray for the speaker of this call, God, that you would give them clarity, God, that they may speak boldly, God, and say what you have asked them to say so that we may be better for it, Lord God, that we may be doers of your word, God, and not hearers only of what the message is about. Oh, God, bless this call. Let it be clear. We come against any hindrances or blockages, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen, and thank God. We are now turning it over to the host. Host, are you there?
Yes, good morning, Minister Sharon. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Thank you, and thank you for greeting us this morning with that on-time tag, God's grace is sufficient, and starting our day with that powerful prayer. Good morning, my TMC family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and I'm calling from sunny Snellville, Georgia. And I want to tell you a little bit about the Master's Call. We were founded in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton and our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We stand on the scripture coming from Psalms 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. And this is where all of our messages have been archived here, as well as the bios of our speakers. And our theme for the year is in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what Minister Sharon so graciously did, or as a host, such as what I'm doing, or maybe you have a word from the Lord that you would like to share, you might even have a prayer request and or a praise report. Well, you could submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that email address is info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, we were all woven together through a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, and we are still featuring the great products to help the world become healthier. We have a new morning motivational call held Monday through Friday right after this call. This is where a team of great artist leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-pound. And if you need a bypass number to call for free of charge, that number is 716-293-9707. And today is Wednesday. That's Awareness Wednesday today. And our speaker of the day is our very own Minister Kai. And Minister Kai was born in New York City and is currently a resident of Norcross, Georgia. She received a BS in Electrical Engineering in 1996. She was called into ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to seminary where she received a Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. Kai is currently a Doctorate of Ministry candidate in Transformation Leadership. God has given Kai a passion for meeting the needs of the next generation through more effective ministry leadership and a desire to be an active participant in God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. Kai is also in the process of ordination and training as a prophet of God. Prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. Kai's most impressive accomplishment and blessing is being the godly, proud mother of an amazing young man of God, Christopher, who is currently in graduate school at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. God has led Kai to found Speak Life Christian Ministries, a nonprofit ministry that is aimed at meeting the needs of her surrounding community, mind, body, and spirit. She is a published author of her first book, When God Births the Ministry, and it is available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNobles.com. Kai is an artist distributor and determined to walk in all that God has ordained for her life. Minister Kai, are you on the line with us this morning?
I am, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. First, let me say thank you to Minister Stowers for seating and greeting the people, and thank you to our wonderful Minister Rebecca for hosting with such Jesus joy. I definitely have to acknowledge the two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Their obedience and their yes is why we can come together each week, Monday through Friday, to give God the glory, and not only to give him the glory, but to receive a word from him that will help us get through each and every day. But of course, we know that all praise, all glory, all honor, all majesty, all dominion and power belong to our Lord, our God, our Daddy God, who loves and cares for us so much. So again, when I realized that I had to minister, I said, okay, Lord, you know, you are taking me through so many lessons. You are teaching me so much. You are giving me the opportunity to learn. So what is it this morning that you would have me to share with your people? And he gave me the word, joyful in hope, patient through pain, constant in prayer. So that is the title of today's message. Joyful in hope, patient through pain, constant in prayer. And so, you know, sometimes when God is dealing with me, I just have to laugh out loud. Because any and every word that he gives me to bring before his people, he first gives me to grow through personally. So sometimes the lessons are easier than others. Sometimes he has to stop and keep me still in the midst of something. So it's just funny sometimes when I am, you know, in study and seeking God, because I always desire to go to that next level in him. So when he was giving me this word, he said, the scripture reference is going to start in Romans 12 and 12. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing in prayer. So that's where the scripture reference comes from. That's where he gave me the title from. And I doubt that I'm going to get through all of this today, but we are going to do what God says. So we're going to start with the joyful in hope, rejoicing in hope. And for that, we're going to turn to Romans 5, 1 through 6. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope and the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that the tribulations worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope makes us not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts and by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. So we're going to look at that. That is, you know, truly where the scripture is leading us to. But we have to make sure that we are joyful in our hope. Well, what do you mean by joyful in hope? God has given us hope so that we can walk through all of the things that life is going to throw at us. We have to make sure that we are ready to deal with those things. So our joy is rooted in our hope. Our joy is rooted in our hope. So we have to realize that in Romans 5, 2, when he tells us this, through him, Christ, we have obtained access by faith into the grace in which we stand and where we rejoice in hope and the glory of God. Our joy is rooted in our hope. This is an important foundation. See, because we aren't supposed to allow anything to steal our joy. Well, why do we have that joy? Because we have hope in Jesus, because we know that he made the ultimate sacrifice for us, so that our hope is not in something that we have to do or things of this world, but our hope is in Jesus. And when your hope is in Jesus, knowing that in the end we win anyway, our joy should be rooted, grounded, and we should be able to stand on that. We should be able to look and say, you know what? I know this situation looks crazy. I know I feel like this is the end of the world, but my hope is in Jesus. So I know that it's not. And it's not always easy to look at the world and look at what we're going through and have hope and be joyful. But the word tells us, in all things, give thanks. Not because of them, but in them. See, we have to make sure that our hope is rooted and grounded. Because if we're not, then every storm that comes will destroy our joy, will shake our foundation. You have to decide if you are going to be firmly and deeply rooted or if you're going to be like a leaf blown through the wind, tossed to and fro. Where are your roots? Do they go deep into the Word of God? Or are you that rocky soil where the roots go just, you know, just an inch or two in, and because it doesn't have anything, it's smothered and your hope dies? It means that for the Christians, things may go really wrong and you may be in a really bad place right now. And that still should not rob you of your joy. The joy is the joy of your hope in Christ. This is why we as Christians can rejoice in tribulation. Because we know it's not forever. We know it's for a season. And if we're honest, we know that it is working for our good and God's glory. Because Scripture tells us all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and those who are called according to his purpose. So that situation you're in is not meant to destroy you. It's meant to be a building block. And if your hope is in Christ, then that is what it will do. It will be a building block. It will help you go from this phase to the next. So what is the goal of Christian hope? Do we really understand what the goal is? The goal is to make us keep our eyes on Jesus. It is to make us realize that his righteousness, that his choice, that his decision, that his commitment to the cross is our hope. See, if we look at the commitment of Jesus, that is where our hope lies. We see that commitment when he said, nevertheless, not my will, thy will be done. See, that shows commitment to what God is calling us to. Because in spite of knowing what he was going to have to suffer, in spite of desiring not to do it, he was willing to say, nevertheless. See, he said, it's not about me, Daddy. It's not about me, Daddy God, but it's about you and what you desire. So we have to be honest and realize and focus on our hope. See, I'm glad I don't have to look at the world for my hope. Because if I did, we'd be in trouble. So we have to make sure that we understand, that we understand that our hope is not in this world. Our hope is not of this world. But our hope is in Christ Jesus. Verse 2 says, we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. The ultimate hope of the human heart comes from heaven. The ultimate hope of every heart is the glory of God. See, we should be seeking that everything we do, everything we think, everything we say brings glory to God. Now, I don't know about you, I fall short of that. I'm still clay on the wheel. But that is our goal. See, we have to realize that our hope is the glory of God. The goal of our hope is the glory of God. We have to know that as we are walking through this life, we're going to get beat up. The enemy is going to try and steal our joy. And let me be transparent. Yesterday, I asked my TMC family to pray for me and my situation on my job. And I knew that the enemy was going to try and say, okay, nope, let me throw some extra crazy at you at work. But if I focused on the crazy, I would be unemployed today. But because my hope is in Christ Jesus, I could turn to him and say, okay, I know what this is. Bridle my tongue so I don't speak that which is not pleasing to you. So see, because my hope is in Christ Jesus and my desire is the glory of God, I had to stand in the midst of all hell breaking loose on my job. So we have to be honest. We have to look at what God is doing in our lives. We have to be honest about what he is saying, and we have to realize that our hope is in Christ Jesus. Because if we're honest, we know that God has a Jeremiah 29:11 plan for us. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not for evil, to give you a hope and a future. Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Ghost you may abound in hope. See, he doesn't leave us alone to figure it out. He holds our hand and walks us through the process if we allow him to. So where is your hope? Are you joyful in your hope? Are you walking around with your head down, beat up, saying, oh, I just can't do this no more? We have those days. But if our hope, my Lord, is in Christ Jesus, then even in those days, we'll pick our heads up and we'll say, you know what? I know that this season is tough. I know that I feel like I'm enduring a lot of things and everybody else is just walking around, you know, happy. But God trusts me enough to stand on his hope, knowing that it is in Christ Jesus, and endure this storm so that he can prepare me and utilize me for whatever he has next. Are you faithful enough to endure the season of pruning and testing and trials and tribulations so that God can use you to bring forth his kingdom? Are you willing to do the work through the storm and to be joyful in your hope, knowing that the other side produces a testimony that glorifies God? See, we have to make a decision. We can't be those sometimes Christians. Oh, today I'm going to do it. You know, I got it today. And tomorrow, oh, I give up. I can't do this anymore. We have to be willing to endure and be joyful in hope. So I will leave you with this scripture. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing in prayer. Minister Rebecca, back to you.
Wow, thank you, Minister Kai. Thank you for that profound word. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with a benediction after a few announcements. So TMC family, join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer and lift up all of our prayer requests. to the throne room. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you. We thank you so much for this gorgeous day, Lord, that you have made. We are rejoicing and we're so glad in it, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that your grace is sufficient for us. Thank you for our speaker, Minister Kai. Thank you for blessing her into overflow, Lord. Thank you for just filling her spirit, her mind, her body, her everything, Lord, with your wonderful blessings that you have. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you just pour out your spirit on her and refresh her, Lord, as she is a light, Lord, that shines for your glory in her family and in her ministries and in her job, Lord, and just everywhere, everywhere she goes, Lord, and she brings your wonderful presence, Lord. Thank you for our Dr. PK and our Dr. Vanessa, Lord. Thank you for refreshing them and giving them your full blessings and adding no sorrow to it. Thank you for Artist Life, for the Kings of Artists, for every artist, distributor, and everyone involved in artists, thank you for giving them wisdom and revelation and the mind of Christ. Thank you, Lord, for all of our family members, and we just want to lift up any of our families, Lord, and our friends who are going through any kind of trial of sickness, Lord. Lord, you know what they need, Lord, and whatever their sickness is, Lord, that sickness, whatever its name is, it must bow down to the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you that by your stripes, they are healed, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for comforting and covering any of our bereaved families, Lord. You know their situations, Lord, and you know what they need. And we just trust you. Lord, we trust you with all of our hearts that you are putting everything in place to provide whatever it is that they need, Lord, your comfort and provision. Thank you, Lord, for our TMC family. Thank you, Lord, that from your glorious unlimited resources, you empower us with inner strength through your spirit. Thank you, Christ, for making your home in our hearts as we trust in you, so that we may be rooted and grounded in your love, God, to keep us strong. Thank you, Lord, that you give us the power to understand, as all of your people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep your love is for us. Thank you that we may experience the love of Christ, even though it is so great to understand fully, so that we will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from you, God. And we love you, Lord. We thank you for the body of Christ, Lord. And we just lift all of this up, Lord. Let your kingdom come, Lord, and your will is done here on this earth as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call the playback number at 712-432-1085. The PIN number is 957-677-POUND. And our new morning motivational call is next. And that today is Wednesday, and we will be talking about the highlights of extravaganza with our artist power couple of Health Diamond Presidents, Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. And that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Sharon, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Minister Kai, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
Thank you again, Minister Rebecca, for hosting with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this time together. You've come you know, you brought us together so we could therefore once more receive your word, O Heavenly Father. Lord, we want to make sure that we give you all the praise and glory and honor that is due you. And as we leave this call, but never your presence, we ask that you continue to strengthen us so that we can be joyful in hope, patient in pain, and constant in prayer. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and we say thank you for our big brother, Jesus Christ. Lord, we love you and honor you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those wonderful ministers in the marketplace. Goodbye.